Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Dragon Spit Podcast, powered by Geek Impulse, the podcast centered around geek and pop culture from around the world. We cover the news and topics that are important to you. So without further delay, let's get into it. Might be dying, so that's why I was like, give me some time here.
You're dying.
Well, I don't know. I went for a CT scan, so something funny, and maybe this should be in the show. So I might have carpal tunnel of the buttocks.
Ah.
Now I'm flabbergasted because I didn't know that can happen, first and foremost.
Yeah, because isn't that when you sit too long or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm pretty active. I don't work out like I used to anymore, but I walk around throughout the day. I don't just sit for like 10 hours and then don't get up.
Huh. You know,
I take my service dog out to use the restroom a couple times a day. I take her for a walk. I go do errands, so I don't understand. But they did a CT scan. I'm waiting to hear back. But they did send me a thing saying my creatine levels were higher than normal, which means I could have kidney failure of some sort or waste in my blood, which means basically I might be decaying from the inside.
Yeah, that's not great.
So, it's not.
No. Well, I hope that when it comes back that it will be clear of all those things and or explain why that's happening and hopefully they can fix it.
Yeah, hopefully. I can't even put my... It's like I'm, you know, no offense to obese people. I like my 600-pound life. It's intriguing and informative. But I literally can't put my shoes and socks on. I mean, I can put my shoes on, but I slide them in there. I can't put my socks on because I can't bend my legs. Yeah.
So weird.
It's really painful. Yeah. That's what I said. It's been going on for a couple months now, since after Christmas.
Right.
And I'm in pain every day. But, you know,
I'm glad you went to go get that checked.
Yeah.
I just don't know how the two are related.
Well, they thought it could be kidneys because I get gout.
Okay.
You know, so they thought it could be kidney stones, but there's no pain when they touch it. But when if I have a coughing fit, because I'm also lactose intolerant, that's why it's a good thing my wife loves me, because other women were like, oh my God, and you like anime, and you have all these health issues? Oh my God, we can't talk to you.
Oh God.
I've literally had models that like one day walk in that I was dating and saw that I was watching anime and was like, yeah, I can't date you anymore. I was like,
yeah, I've been there. Not models, definitely not on that high caliber, but definitely been with people and they're just like, you're into that? Isn't that childish? And I'm like, no.
Well, there's like Filipino celebrities I've dated too.
No, well, Filipinos aren't really great with anime, to be honest.
Well, they're starting to. Yes, believe it or not,
now they are.
Yeah, believe it or not, 10% of all combined with podcasting, Facebook, our website, around 9 to 10% come from the Philippines.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they're finally getting on the bandwagon because I used to get like chastised for it all the time.
Yeah. Well.
Awful.
I don't know if you know who, and I'm probably slandering the name, Nadine Lustre is.
Mm-mm.
She is very attractive. Huh. Anyways. She is the inspiration behind a Marvel comic, The Wave. It's I think it's called The Wave or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It is a Filipino Marvel comic. It's a Marvel comic, but based on Filipino heroine. And
oh my God,
she is the model for that, for the artist who was commissioned to create it. I think we actually wrote an article about it for Geek Imp.
I would not doubt that.
So anyways, I see.
Sorry, I'm looking it up now.
Yeah, no worries.
Interesting.
Did you find the Geek Impulse one?
I'm looking. Ah, computer. Stop it.
It's okay. Sometimes you gotta type in the name of whatever and then Geek Impulse and it'll come up.
Ah, there it is. I found it. Oh, dang, she's pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a fan.
Oh, she's cute.
Right? And that's a really cool thing. You know, I was gonna do a whole intro thing. I think we could just edit from wherever I feel like and leave it in there.
Yeah, do you, buddy.
But no, I think that's it's pretty cool. So anyways, now this is hard to prove. However, I did date Angel Loxton, if you know who she is.
Why does that sound familiar?
Oh, she's a big Filipino what are those called? Like novellas?
Oh my god, I know exactly who that is now that I'm looking at her face.
I dated her before the scandal where they found out that she did softcore porn or hardcore. I don't even remember if it was hardcore or soft.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think it might have been hardcore. But I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah, so then when that was going, I only dated for like 2 months, but like I would say really only 2 weeks because it was just before that stuff came down, and I think she might have been like dating somebody else at the same time too. But anyways, so I had a condo near ABS-CBN, so you go to Starbucks across the street right there, and you run into a lot of celebrities.
Yeah, posters. A lot of people.
Yeah, there's this place called Mama's House or something like that nearby as well. A lot of heads of state and celebrities go there. It's an American country comfort food place. And it looks like as if you went into Alabama at a person's house.
That's so weird.
Yeah. But it's delicious food. Expensive, but it's delicious food. And you literally...
Of course, American food would be the most expensive.
Yeah. And I would sit there and would be eating food. And then, like, one of the people I'm eating food with would, like, oh, that's, that's one of the senators from so-and-so. And, oh, that's a celebrity from this and that, you know. And then they would know them because they're Chinese-Filipino. And I guess the Chinese-Filipino had the hookup.
I mean,
from what they
pretty
tell
much.
Me.
Well,
that's what they tell me anyways when I'm there. That's interesting. But yeah, the Wave, I think it's called the Wave, right? Or something like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Really cool thing.
Yeah, I need to look into that again. Because I remember seeing something about it, but I didn't actually like dive into it.
Yeah, so basically, you know, the Philippines is starting to get into stuff. I mean,
finally.
What I want to do with Geek Impulse, see, people see Geek Impulse as like a blog site or a news media organization, but I feel like that's too narrow, and maybe I'm going too big, but I see Geek Impulse in a lot of different ways. We're going to create software and technology, like consumer technology, mobile gaming, these types of things. And so, under the brand, kind of like Sony.
Yeah.
Right? But I also have something bigger that I'm going to, well, not, I don't want to say it's bigger, but it's going to be an interesting thing that I'm going to be doing. So I'll just leave it at that.
I think that sounds great.
I'll leave it at that. But, you know. So how's your tongue going? I did you get to see My Hero Academia by chance?
I have not.
I'll talk to you offline. I might be able to hook you up with that.
Oh, great.
I'm not sure if it's still accessible, but if it is,
let me know.
I'll let you know. Other than that, yeah, how's your week gone?
It's okay.
BTS dropped a new album, right?
Yes, so it's been taking over my life for the past few days. Their music video dropped today, and it got 10 million views in 65 minutes.
Oh, I would expect more.
I know, but I mean, their last big music video, I think it got to 10 million views within like a couple of hours. So this is getting sooner and sooner now. That music video is beautiful. But again, it's not a BTS music video until I watch it and go, what the heck did I just watch? And then have to watch it like 5 more times to get it. But it's also really interesting to watch people's like theories and everything, since BTS has like this whole universe that they've like made up from like the beginning of their I Need You music video and on. And like there are people who've like strung all the old music videos together to like the present, and like, and of course they had a webtoon that came out that explained a lot more about that. That was official from Big Hit. That really helped with all the theories that people were trying to put together. So it's just a lot of trying to figure out what's what. And I'm just like, yep, that's BTS and Big Hit just throwing confusion in everything they produce, but still great.
Nice.
Yeah, it's definitely different than their past few albums. I know that this will probably be very blasphemous to say, it's not my favorite so far that they have put out since I've been a fan. I think that the Love Yourself tier from the Love Yourself series was very good, and also the Wings album was also awesome. But I know,
so
that again,
you think they're falling off or what?
Oh God, no, not even close.
Okay, you better be careful. The BTS army is listening, and
no, I'm one of them. I get it. Like, it's not. It's definitely nowhere close to that. I think that this is probably the most mixture of Western and K-pop I've ever heard from them in a while. And I think that's fine. I think that's great that they're adding more of that in their stuff. I know that there's like this big thing of like, is BTS K-pop anymore now because their sound is changing and things, and I'm like, no, they're changing because they have a huge international following, and they're also working with a lot of Western artists, a lot of Western producers as well together, not like they're writing it for them, you know, like they got to work with Sia on this album, Troye Sivan as well.
Sia's pretty like, nice. I like her stuff.
Yeah,
I like the one she did with Kendrick Lamar.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, again, I'm not saying that I'm like, oh, this album's terrible, because that's not what it is at all. And if you take that out of context, that's on you. But I absolutely love these guys. I love their music. I listen to them pretty much every day. You can ask my wife. It's literally just like that. But I just think that this album is definitely not like my top three, if that makes sense. I definitely love the vocal line, because they separate the vocal line, rap line. The vocal line solos and their song is probably my favorite out of the entire album, which is usually the opposite with every album that they put out so far. I usually am like a huge rap line fan from the group. So this was the first time I'm like, oh, this is different for me. I usually don't like go after the vocal line as much. I still can appreciate their talent, and I can definitely appreciate their vocals because I get goosebumps. And this album, definitely, they gave me goosebumps more than the rap line, which usually doesn't happen very often. So that's why I'm saying I can't be like, oh, the album's crap, because it's definitely not even close. But it's just not.
Well, that's the thing, right? Is a lot of artists, if you will, they get to a point where they can either plateau, be transformative, which is very rare, especially these days. You know, there's like someone like, back in the day, like Prince, for example, just evolves, right? Or Michael Jackson, you know,
also,
these types of things, right?
Yeah.
You just don't make artists like that anymore. Now people are, oh, no, that's not the case. I love Lady Gaga. Okay, sure.
That's fine. You know, Lady Gaga's the new whatever for you, I don't know. I don't like to compare artists because it makes me feel weird, because everybody's their own thing.
Exactly,
there's no, like,
right.
The new Lady Gaga. Like, no, she's Lady Gaga.
I guess my point is that, you know, artists run the risk of becoming so commercialized that they lose, you know, they're so
I call it the Nickelback syndrome is what I call it.
Yeah, okay, yeah. They think they're just so good at what they're doing because of all the hype surrounding them that it actually is more of a detriment, because it actually inhibits them from capturing their full potential creatively.
Of course.
You know, and so maybe that's what's happening, right? Maybe they're expanding too fast, or maybe they're too ambitious, you know?
I mean, they could be. I mean, this is a pretty big album from them. It's their 7-year anniversary together. They're 7 members. It's just like, it's a very, and they're talking about stuff. I like that the mood and the meaning doesn't change. Even the sound, so the sound might be a little bit different, but I like that they're not changing what they're writing about and what they're singing about or what they're rapping about. It's always going to be what they're experiencing, what they're going through. They don't cut corners or sugarcoat things or hide things. Like, they're like, hey, like, this was tough for me. Or there's been people who've been trying to, you know, be in my space because I'm famous now. Like, they bring up those topics, you know, and also just like the fact of just like, oh, even if you don't have dreams, it's cool. Just, you know, do you. Like, it's fine. You don't have to have a dream to be a person. Like, I like stuff like that. Like, I like that they keep that, but I like that they're experimenting with new sounds and working with other people that they've always admired and always wanted to work with, and now they finally get to do that. So again, it's not like I'm saying that they're selling out in that sense. I think it's just interesting that they're changing. Like, I call it, for me, it's like Paramore, if you're ever a fan of Paramore, the band. They were very strictly like alternative rock and punk, kind of like that era and that kind of sound. And then as band members started to leave and as the years went on, they like completely changed their sound. Same thing with like Panic at the Disco and things like that. Even Blink 182 has kind of changed their sound a little bit. I think it's just with age, you know, and seeing what's doing well, but not fully selling out. If that makes sense, like, it's, you could still hear that's them, but you can clearly tell there's like a tiny change. It's not like a One Republic where they actually made an island song because, or an island theme song, because that's what was in at the time. And they were like, this was awful, but our songs don't play on the radio, so I had to do it. I'm like, oh, yikes, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I like that it's not that. It's just like, no, this is actually what we like, but, you know, now we're actually putting it out there and, you know, and changing it up and being able to finally have the opportunity to show that we're not just like strictly K-pop. We can actually change our sound, and with all the newer fans, it's like, hey, if you're not into this like strictly very poppy sound or an extreme hip-hop sound, we're gonna really mesh the two and see what you think of it. And I think that's fine. I think it's awesome. It's just, again, like I said, like, I think I need to listen to the album more. But off of my first listen, I was like, oh, this is cool, but not like, it doesn't like hit me in my soul like the other albums have before. And there's nothing wrong with that. Also, if anyone got tickets to the concert, you are going to have an amazing time because those dudes know how to put on a show. It is insane. Like, I've been to a lot of concerts, and this is the first concert where my ears were ringing the entire time because one, constant screaming from people around me. And I'm not talking like teenage girls. I'm talking about like women older than me, men older than me, younger than me. Like, it was just, there was just a giant like buffet of people that ranged from like 70 years old.
Okay.
That's what I call it. Cause they're all beautiful and I love it. And like, it was like 70 year olds to like 7-year-old. Like, it was just like a giant array of people, and it was just awesome to see. And everyone, again, also everyone's singing in Korean, like, I think that's also kind of awesome. But yeah, those guys just like, if you're gonna be paying all that money to go, you're definitely gonna, it's worth it. And it's so funny because I think that's the only concert where like after I leave I get like immediate like post-concert depression, like straight up. I'm like, oh, it's over. Why? And like, I want to just like stay there. And everybody's really friendly. And I also like that K-pop, I mean, I don't know if it's the same with J-pop, but I know with K-pop, if you go to the concert early, a lot of, and like hang out by the venue with everyone, there's actually a lot of people who make freebie stuff to give away. Sometimes it's snacks, sometimes it's water, sometimes it's like actually handmade stuff like that has the members' faces on it. Some of them are in packets, some of them are just like single things. Like, it can, like I said, it can range from like a full poster to like a tiny little bag of like candies from wherever you're at, just to keep you busy while you're there, and a lot of people trade them with each other, or and then they just say, oh, just follow me on Twitter and I'll give you this thing. And that's kind of how they exchange things. And it's just kind of cool that, like, it's just like this little I don't even know what to call it, a bazaar.
Flea market.
Yeah, a little flea market of like a bunch of fans just all hanging out and just showing their creative sides of like what they do, and also just thanking them for being like, hey, I'm glad that you're a fan. Oh, I'm also a fan. We should follow each other on Twitter and hang out. Sure. And like, then that's how it all starts. And so I know a lot of people who actually made friends on Twitter first because they like this specific K-pop band, and then been friends on the internet for a long time, and then eventually meeting finally in person at a concert that was either in town or around their area, and then they're like best friends for life, and they've like never met until that day. So it's awesome. I actually have a group myself where I talk to a bunch of different ladies and gentlemen, but mostly ladies of all ages, and we talk about BTS. There's another group where I talk about, I think, a K-pop band that you'll like, because all their songs sound like anime opening themes, and it's awesome. They're called Dreamcatcher, ATEEZ, NCT, all that kind of stuff. Like, there's just a crazy community out there. And of course, like, you hear the stories of, like, crazy fans that do crazy stuff, but I'm like, the Beatles had that too, Elvis had that too. It's not really any different. I bet you NSYNC and Backstreet Boys probably went through the same thing, but majority of them are all sane human beings who just want to hang out and talk about their favorite band. So it's kind of nice. Sorry, I went on like a really long tangent on that.
That's okay.
There's your okay. BTS Map of the Soul 7 review. It was great. 4 out of 5 stars for me.
I like it.
Thanks.
But I would say, you know, be cautious with the coronavirus thing going around with the sharing of stuff, right?
I am sad because I wanted to go with my friend who's also a huge K-pop fan. They go on a trip. I don't think they go to Korea every year, but they try to go somewhere different every year together. And they were going to South Korea this time. I think they went last year too. And I was like, I want to go. And now probably not a good idea to hit up any international waters. Just for now, so kind of sticking out of that, which is unfortunate. I wanted to go. And I also was supposed to go on a Japan family trip with my family, and my mom canceled it.
Yeah, probably for the best, right? They just shut down their schools.
They did.
And then I, till like April. So then also, they canceled a ton of events.
They did.
People are going to lose money and stuff, and then
it's so unfortunate, but it's also better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, because they want to, you know, they want to try to get things situated so that the Olympics go off without a hitch, right?
Is that this year?
Yeah, it's this summer.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I hope they get that fixed before then, because that's a big deal.
Well, they say they're going to, so, I mean, hopefully, right?
I'm crossing my fingers.
You know, yeah, that's about it. I don't want to get too much more into that, because then you got to talk politics and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's not.
And that's the thing, is we would be wildly more popular if we
if we did,
because, you know, we're in an election year, and then
I know,
but everybody wants to talk about that stuff. But
I'm so tired of it. I mean, that's just me personally, just because I also live in Pennsylvania, so the talking doesn't stop.
Yeah, like, you know, same with me. It's so annoying. It's every time I have to talk politics, you know, I get sick to my stomach, and I just like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, it's too much. It's fine.
You know, so.
I'm trying to think. I had a question for you. Since you finally put your gaming computer together, how has it been gaming on your PC now? Do you like that better than doing on a console, or is it kind of like, it depends on what I'm playing?
Well, I actually do prefer playing on the PC.
Okay.
Now, the challenge is that, you know, I made so many friends along the way on consoles over the years.
Yeah.
You know,
of course.
I got somebody who's a friend from like, over there near where you live, who I used to play with when I was like in my early 20s, and he was like a kid. We used to play Halo 3 together, and he was like fantastic at it.
I miss Halo parties.
Yeah, so, and so was I, and we would always play, and there's like a 3-hour time difference and everything. I'm like, dude, this kid needs to go to sleep. But he was raised by a single mom, great kid. I mentored him at the same time, you know. He was impressionable, and he grew up to be very successful for the most part. He's, you know, lives over there in, like, I don't want to say the exact state, but like Kentucky type thing. And sure. You know, he's a good kid, does good things. He sent me a meme or about something like, you know, something about friends you made in Halo 3 and you're still friends today or something like that. And there's a couple people like that for me.
Yeah, same. So,
but I find I find there's more toxicity and harder to make friends on PC.
It is. It is a little harder to do that. And I mean, this is just coming from me following a lot of female streamers on Twitch and stuff. They just, the amount of comments that are definitely not needed come out more when people are on PC stuff than they are on a console. But I also know that people who stream on a console also get that too. So, but I've noticed that it happens more on a PC, at least for me. I don't know if it's actually true, but I know that that's what I've encountered or what I've seen. So, yeah.
Well, like, I started playing League of Legends and I thoroughly enjoyed
it. LOL.
Yeah, but there's quite a bit of toxic people. And I finally got to the point where I can play ranked, and I played the first few ranked matches. I've lost all three. I thought I was good, but apparently I'm not.
And it's always when you think that, and then you go and you're like, oh god, I need to work on my strategies.
But I will say this, one thing I found interesting is that, let's say somebody might be really good and they get some people on their team that aren't so great, i.e. me. And so I think I'm good, but obviously I'm not doing right, so I gotta switch up my strategy throughout the game. And they just become so toxic to the point where they literally will give up.
Oh.
Either they'll leave or they'll literally be like, just being so toxic, but then just like, oh, we're screwed anyways, we're going to lose, so let's surrender. They either click to surrender, and when you click no, because I'm not going to surrender.
Mm-hmm.
When you click no, they get upset and they're more toxic. Who the hell said no? Blah, blah, blah. And then,
oh, my goodness.
And then they literally just feed. Feeding is you're giving the enemy the ability to kill you easily without putting up a fight.
Yeah.
And so this happens. So I find, this is, you know, not all, but quite often, it's a bunch of whiny little people.
I like how you censored yourself there.
that play these games. I find on PC there are more toxic and bigger crybabies than I've ever experienced on my many years playing console.
Wow.
So that's the difference. I guess maybe there's this expectation that if you're playing a PC, then obviously you're good or something, or you have skill. And that could be true.
I guess so.
You know, but you got to understand, like, it's taken me a while. So I'm really good on console with Overwatch, for example.
I'm trying to get better at that. I'm
pretty good.
But I try.
I'm really good. But it's hard for me to get past Platinum because I mostly solo queue, and it's really hard to do by myself. So maybe I'm not that good. But I do really well. Then when I switched to trying to play it on PC, it's like I never played the game before. It's like I'm relearning because the graphics are different. Everything's faster. Everything's, you know, touch sensitive, far greater than it ever was on console.
Yeah.
And so it's an adjustment you got to make. You got to get used to it. And so there is that too. But I really like having it. I like the fact that I can do that. Then I also have my laptop next to me as well. So I've got like a massive monitor because it's like a 29 inch or something, 27.
Oh, nice.
Instead of getting two monitors, I just got one big one.
That makes sense.
Then I got my MacBook. And just
next to you.
Yeah, just going back and forth. So.
Not bad.
You know, there's that.
Yeah.
So You are thinking about getting one or what?
No. I've always wanted to start buying parts and making my own gaming console, but then I realized I'm like, nah, I really like a gaming console, a gaming computer, pardon me. But I've also noticed that I really like playing on a console, to be honest. I don't know why. It's just something I've just grown up with, and I think it's just because of the fact that even though I mean, some people tell me it's easier to play on a computer, but I don't know. For me, it's a little harder to like multitask my hands sometimes to do a bunch of things at once with a mouse, when I'd rather just do it from all one piece of technology, if that makes sense. I mean, again, I could be talking out of my butt, but the last time I gamed on a PC, it was, I don't even know what year it was, but it was when they used to have CS cafes. And I used to play a lot of Counter-Strike after school.
Yeah.
I was the only girl that would end up going in there, and I was like, why are there never other girls in here? And it was awesome. It was right next to a pizza place that had a student special where you get two slices of pizza and a soda for $1.50.
Oh,
It was
there you go.
awesome. But yeah, that's pretty much the last time I think I touched a game on a PC besides like Sims or Honey Pop. Like, those are really the only ones I play on a computer at this point. I'm definitely into more portable gaming. I've definitely always been a Game Boy fan, now the Switch. I pretty much like used my PS Vita until it was just non-usable. I like that better, because I like to move around from room to room when I'm playing games, depending on what's going on. And at the time, I also traveled a lot, so it just made things easier for me than sending to like bring my computer and my headphones and my mouse and this. It's like, oh, I got it all right.
Got it. So if
Good
you're
to
a
go.
baller, you want to make sure you have mobile gaming as an option.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of like where I'm at. I've always kind of been like that, and it's not. And I know like a lot of people are like, oh, so you like games like on your phone and stuff. I'm like, it depends on what it is. I can't do like, Candy Crush anymore kind of stuff. Like, I need like a story.
I see.
So I think that's why like Persona is such a huge series for me, because when it became portable, I was like, oh, what? And like, it was just a huge deal. So I can actually sit there and like play that. And then like some Final Fantasy games were portable too at that point, and I was just like, this is insane.